My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Morning, Kenny.
Good to talk to you.
You know what? It is an honor and a pleasure. And after watching you run down the sidelines.
We're not talking about that anymore.
Well, I kind of want to.
No, it was not discussed in the pre-show, and it's not discussed now. Don't. And hey, you can't say what I told you yesterday. You can't talk about that on the air.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you more.
You spoil all the fun.
Well, there's a reason why, and I will type that into the chat later on after this segment. Because there were other certain threats being made. Not by anybody here. That sounds bad. Let's go ahead and we'll move on. So, Tone, morning.
Listen, I know people are down. Guardians lost yesterday.
Well, there's a reason why they're down.
Yes. Was it the news before the game about the moves that were made?
Yeah. How do you spend... I mean, the guy, I'm trying not to use certain words here. He's a professional baseball player, sort of. What is this? Do we have the play itself, Mitch? Do we have the play itself?
I'm working on that right now.
I know you're working on some things here. We're dealing with some difficulties, so I'll explain it. So it's the seventh inning, and we're trying to get back into this ball game. It's a 2-1 game. You know, we're hosting the Minnesota Twins, doing our damnedest, and then sure as hell, okay, we have the clip. Here's the clip. This is Miles Straw getting picked off at first base. Do we have it?
Draws a throw, and it was very close. Minnesota will take a look.
After review, the ball is overturned. The runner is out.
Miles Straw got picked off.
Welcome back, Miles Straw.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. Killed everything. Guardians lost 4-1. It's hard for me not to say what is on the top of my mind, but I'm going to say it. It's an unfair comment, though. You're going to have to correct me, okay? Stop me if I'm wrong. How much is he getting paid this year?
Ooh,
you don't have I know how much. It was a rhetorical question.
No,
do you know
ahead.
How much? So I believe he's on the hook for $4 million this year.
Yeah.
And my first thought when he got picked off, I'm going, damn it, they're going to get their money's worth out of this guy, aren't they? Come hell or high water, they're going to get some return on investment on this guy.
I hope damn that it. Was it yesterday.
I mean, why we don't have anybody else that's fast in the minor league system? We have to bring up Miles Straw. Is that it? We like him because what? He cussed at Yankees fans. I cuss at a Yankees fan every day and Miles Straw. And Mitch over here. You don't put me out in center field. I could go out there and get picked off at first base. I cuss at a Yankees fan every single day here. I could go get picked off at first base. And you could pay me $4 million if you want to. What?
I was going to say, you can't bring up a guy like George Valera anymore, unfortunately.
No, you can't.
Nope.
Can't bring him up. Turn up Lima a little bit. He's a little low. I couldn't believe it. And then what is even more unbelievable, do we have the audio of the explanation? Jeff Schedel is having a wonderful season. It's been a wonderful year for our friend Jeff Schedel. Is this our second reference of the week, or it was the Jeff Schedel clip last week? The days all run together now. We had one last week with Jeff Schedel. Here is Jeff talking to Miles Straw in the post game as Miles apparently tried to make an explanation for himself.
Yeah, it was kind of tough. I mean, you know, I haven't been here this year, so, you know, like in Columbus, I go out there and I take my lead and I see a cut of the grass where I'm at every single time. So you kind of get familiar with some of these places. So, you know, being out there for the first time tonight, it was really fun. Awesome to see this place again. And, you know, kind of, I knew I was out there pretty good, which I wanted to be out there pretty good. You know, sure enough, it was, I think he might have flinched a little bit, got me to, you know, take a little half step towards second, and then it was just too late.
Jeff Schedel, by the way, asked him that question again from the News Herald and Morning Journal. Go ahead there, Tone.
He took a look at the cut of grass.
I mean, yeah, it's the look. It's the look of the cut of grass. It makes sense from the mark. Wouldn't you look at the mark? Wouldn't you look there? Mitch, you're all Ohio. Please, go right on ahead, Mr. Baseball. Would you not look at the cut of the grass? Do they have a grass infield at Strasburg Franklin High School?
They did. About 10 years ago, they got it. Yep.
Okay. So you played on it?
Yes.
Because you're 27?
Yep.
Okay. So tell me, when you let off at first base, I'm sure you had some wheels. When you let off at first base, did you look at the cut of the grass? Were you instructed to do that? Where are the travel baseball dads when you need them? 216-474-0092. Go ahead, Mitch. What's your experience here?
I can't say it was one of the first things I ever took notice of when I was leading off of first base, mainly because I didn't get off of first base as much. But the grass, maybe it's different on a major league park compared to the
sandlots. I thought you held the record at Strasburg Franklin High School for stolen bases.
I held other records, not for stolen bases.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was misinformed. Go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I was saying that that's not something that I would have taken into account personally, but if there are certain strategies and kind of studies that baseball players take before the games to make sure they have that advantage, then, hey, I'm all for it.
Lima, do you have an explanation for this at all?
Normally, I take a look at the Phil Dawson flag before I make any move. I look at the winds aloft, and then I judge. This was, what, seventh inning, right? So we've already had the mustard race. I tend to look at, you know, how our mascots go and run their race before I decide what kind of lead I want to take. I mean, this is the stretch run of the damn playoff, the regular season to get to the playoffs. Let's go here. Come on, Miles Straw. This is
I'm looking at Ultimate Baseball Training here. What? You got some over there? No, okay. You threw up your hands. I'm looking at Ultimate Baseball Training here on YouTube. He's talking. I think it's an all-dirt infield, so I don't think I can help. Yep, he can't help, so off this one I go. Nope. So there's no – what are the marks? If he's watching the – who the hell knows? He fell asleep over at first base. There's no other way for it.
Can you imagine
– my God in heaven.
You finally get back up to the bigs. You've had your career. It's been even
– My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
No, you got that contract. It has definitely gone down a bad path. It has been a disappointment. You're wondering, are you ever going to get to play again? You're watching an exciting team. You're following. You got other dudes, younger dudes that are getting the call up. Manzardo just got the call up. And then finally you get the call up. You get the nod. You get some confidence from Stephen Vogt. All right, that's what Miles Straw is going to be here for, some defense and some base running. You go right to the bases. You go and size up the pitcher, try to figure out what kind of lead. Do you make chit-chat? Do you make some chit-chat over there at first base?
Welcome back. That's what Carlos, you say. Yeah, Carlos Carrasco or Carlos Santana knows him.
Yeah.
He knows.
Is there? Hey, how's the family? How's your family? Oh, I'm picked off.
Yeah. I have no explanation for this. Other than it would make sense had he had been reasonable before that. I mean, you heard the booze. I don't want to be. It's an unfair thing to say, but the only thing I can think of is something unfair to say. That's where I'm at right now with all this. Go ahead. I don't got anything more. It's an obscene miss at first base.
All right. Well, you have that. How do you feel about Kenny Bo Naylor coming up with the game on the line there at the?
It was a bad day. It's just a bad day there. I almost said bad day at the office, but I know I said that during the Pete Dane thing, so I didn't want to say that twice. It's a bad night. And hopefully they'll get him again today. But if they have Miles Straw out there, which they probably will in some form or fashion because they have to get their $4 million worth, then I think they'll be perfectly fine. And they'll get their money's worth, and that's the way it goes. By the way, someone corrected me, said $4.9 million. So, but after taxes, I mean, you're probably looking at something like that. So $4.9 million this year for Miles Straw to play in Columbus and get booed up here anytime he comes up here.
$4.9 on the Guardians is like what on the Yankees? Like the
4.9 on the Guardians is about $37 million to the Yankees.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
That would be in the ballpark of that. So it's just an incredible because it's a 4-1 loss. So you could say, well, why you beat up on him so much? It's 2-1 at the time. And what was there, one out at the time he got picked off, and he's over at first base. So you're looking to jump back. Like you're in the game. You're looking to jump back into the lead. And so when he gives that again, maybe it's a valid answer. Maybe it is a valid answer. I'm not sure. 216-474-0092. Let me get to Steve in Cleveland. Steve, was Miles Straw's explanation valid?
No. I mean, this guy's a professional. He's never said, like, I'm not even a professional ball player, and I would have said, I got caught leaning. He got me today. I'll try to do better the next time. This guy's a professional.
But he saw a cut of grass.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's a lot of cut of grass there. So where was he looking?
All right, a lot of angles. A lot of angles.
Might have missed. Sometimes the grass can be inconsistent. I mean, I hate to say that. They do such a great job taking care of
it. How about looking at the cut of grass around the pitcher's mound?
Grass isn't always greener in the Columbus. Thank you very much for the call, Steve.
Well, that's the thing. He has played many a game at Progressive Field. It's not like he got the call up and he you know, had stars in his eyes. He was nervous. He was all clammy. Didn't know.
Yeah, too many a game at Progressive Field, yes.
He had finally been at the show. You know, come on. He'd been here before. And even when he was with the Astros, he had played games at Progressive Field before. Yes. This isn't some new field with new cuts of grass.
It's tough to be, I'm trying to call it down the line. I don't want to get mad. I just, I remember, you know, watching him suck up the room, and then you would hear people getting mad when you said these sort of things, you or me or anybody, because he cussed at Yankees fans in the outfield. And I'm like, that's not a reason to keep a guy as a professional baseball player just because he cussed at Yankees fans. Again, any idiot can cuss a Yankees fan. Any idiot can be a Yankees fan, and any goofball can cuss at a Yankees fan. It's not that big of a deal. So that wasn't a reason to keep Miles Straw. And when he got brought up, I mean, the vibes were so good. He got brought up. I've never seen the internet groan in the middle of the afternoon over a transaction like that in my entire life. It was when they brought up Miles. I'm serious, dead serious. Not losing Stephen Kwan for 15 days. It was Miles Straw being called up in his stead. That is what threw everybody off.
And you win. It wasn't all Miles Straw's fault, but you wasted a Lane Thomas home run night, especially off a righty, which was exciting. Gavin Williams overall, I know he's trying to find it, and we're trying to get back to a Gavin Williams that we can have a lot of faith in.
Vote liked him
in the postseason.
You didn't like him? Vote liked him.
Yeah, I thought we'll like to see him go a little deeper. I think he's dealing with some confidence issues as well.
Well, he's also, I mean, remember, he started the game, 60 games behind everybody?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, he's up to 5 innings now. He only gave up 2 earned runs. They were in the ballgame.
Yeah, he struck out 7.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with what Gavin Williams did last night. I think that it's probably true with what his win-loss record is terrible. But either way, I mean,
Well, I wonder, Kenny, I wonder guys jockeying for position on, I think it's anybody's guess right now, what that rotation would be like. Like, let's say they're fortunate enough, they earn the bye, and they get to set their rotation. I think we could take 5 callers and have 5 different rotations for that ALDS.
Well, right now, I mean, Tanner Bibee's your number one. I think that everybody's right about that. And then after that, it just turns into...
Like, what are you doing? I seriously don't know that Vogt knows what they'd be doing right now.
Alex. Matt Boyd? Matt Boyd?
You could sell me on it.
Okay. So Matt Boyd would be number 2. There were some people making the argument that a 3-game series would be easier for them because of their pitching woes. Not that I agree with it. There, I'm just pointing out that over the next couple of weeks, it's something we're going to have to talk about, because I did see some people trying to make an argument that a 3-game series might be easier for him. I'd rather just have a 5-game series of me in the second round. But
yeah, you can't. I understand that you can't possibly risk putting your team and your season at risk over the wild card. You just couldn't.
No. 216-474-0092. This is one of the bonehead things of all time here during a weeknight, so we'll talk about that coming up here again in a little bit, where, yeah, Miles Straw comes up, not a lot of people thrilled, comes out, still not a lot of people thrilled, gets picked off, and a lot of people pretty upset about that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.